Chapter 10, Devotional 7, Ask God to Be Your Master Gardener. Pruning is a necessity. From John 15, verses 1 and 2, we learn, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, so to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. I know the importance of starting with a clean slate, blank page. While this sounds simple and easy, it's very difficult. Even when it is negative and causes them pain, people hang on to their past. I've learned to be patient and kind as I assist my clients and teach them to let go of old tapes, ways of thinking and behaving, hurts and disappointments. I convince them that before they can rebuild their lives, they have to inspect their foundation, repair and seal all cracks, forgive themselves and others, and let go of any regrets, guilt, and condemnation. In 2006, a year before Karen and I were married, we attended a four-day ministry conference that offered prophetic sessions. Curious, we agreed to participate and listen to each other's session. I was awed by the words spoken over Karen. In contrast, I walked away despondent and frustrated. I remember telling her, he kept repeating the need for intense pruning and purging in my life. Karen and I have commented about the truth of those words many times. The 5 years after the session were filled with powerful revelation, emotional upheaval, and spiritual growth. God, the Master Gardener, did indeed prune and purge many areas of my life. He renewed my mind with His Word and destroyed strongholds and addictions. I praise God that He gave me the grace to change. I bear little resemblance to the man I used to be. Like Saul, I have become a new man, a new creature in Christ. Friends who haven't seen me in a while remark, you've changed. You're very different now. Or you seem to have so much peace in your life now. God deserves all the glory and honor for the transformation. He is truly the Master Gardener. If you let Him, He will prune and purge you. Trust Him and watch Him give you an abundant, fruit-bearing life. Lord, thank you for the pruning and purging in my life. Continue to shape me and mold me according to your perfect will, that I may bear much fruit. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.